Russell Shorto is coming to the Carter Library Wednesday night to talk about his book, Amsterdam, A History of the World's Most Liberal City. It's a really fascinating portrait of one of the most challenging and interesting European cities.
And he goes back to the very beginning, medieval mudflats.
Exactly. You know, and from such things arise great places. But he does more than just a simple history. He's also looking at what its challenges are moving forward. For example, 45% of the residents of Amsterdam have non-Dutch parents. There's a lot of immigration. There's mm-hmm. a lot of diversity, and that can be a great strength for a place, but it does pose a lot of challenges as far as managing competing interests and stuff like that. So Shorto looks at that and really looks at kind of the lessons that are there for all of us. So Russell Shorto will be at the Carter Library on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock in an event put on by Acapella Books. There's also a really fantastic annual event that's going on. It's hard to not just talk about everything that they have happening up at the Marcus Center and the fantastic Jewish Book Festival that happens every year at this time. But I did want to pull out two particular highlights from this week's programs.
And I believe the first of these is featuring a man who's been known to wear many hats as a Harvard law professor, a civil libertarian, and the author of nearly 30 best-selling books on law and public policy.
Yeah. So Alan Dershowitz is coming to town to talk about his book, Alan Dershowitz, Taking the Stand, My Life in the Law. And unlike those 30 books that he's already penned, this one is something of a memoir, something of an autobiography in law. And it talks about mm-hmm. his earliest days clerking for Supreme Court Justice Arthur Goldberg to being the youngest law professor ever at Harvard at age 28. And the landmark cases that he's tried, some in front of the Supreme Court, some in front of, you know, the American public.
Right. And Dershowitz defended O.J. Simpson during his criminal trial.
Yeah, so it should be a fantastic talk. And he's going to be speaking with somebody who is quite familiar with the media himself, Bill Nigut. He's now the regional director of the Anti-Defamation League. So this is Saturday night at Zabin Park, the Marcus Center at 8 o'clock.
The other event that you're talking about taking place at the Jewish Community Center this week features a man who wrote a little book called Prince of Tides, I believe.
Yes, Pat Conroy is in town with, you wouldn't call it a sequel to The Great Santini, but the kind of antagonism that Conroy represented so well in The Great Santini, he brings home again in The Death of Santini, and it's a discussion of his father's later years, the falling apart of what was already a very difficult relationship when the book was published, and then it's kind of a resurrection and growth into something else. He talks about how even in this kind of history of cruelty to the writer, his father was quite a defender of Pat in his later years, and how that developed into an interesting and fascinating relationship. So Pat Conroy is going to be in conversation with the great Teresa Weaver of Atlanta Magazine. And this, again, is at the Marcus Center up on Tilly Mill Road in Zabin Park. And this starts at 7:30 on Sunday night.